I am Haley, and this is the podcast segment of the presentation of Violence Against Women. This piece is to reflect that throughout history, while we have fought to protect women, children, and men, that there are still ways to go in protecting people from sexual and physical abuse. Unfortunately, in today's world, there are still a lot of problems with sexual and physical violence against women, and one of the biggest problems is that many people deny that it exists today. They feel that we have conquered that battle, but the reality is it is still a big effect on women's lives. You can look towards the Me Too movement of all these women standing up for their experiences, and still that movement seemed unresolved. So today I'll be sharing a segment of an experience I had in middle school. It won't be graphic, it won't be going into an experience of sexual assault, but I still feel that it's an important piece to explain why this is still an issue today. I remember being in seventh grade when one of my teachers declared the class would be participating in an event. The event, which I will never remember the name of, wasn't invented by my CTE teacher, but by a high school in the US. The event was made to unite students through facing the hard reality of the world around us. One of the main features of the event was the Walk Forward game. Heavy quotes on the word game. It was like red light, green light. If the statement applied to you, move forward, and if it didn't, you stayed still. Only no one wanted to get to the other side of the room. Why? Well, because the statements faced the reality of our world and how class, race, and gender affects one another. Statements that no one wanted to admit had happened to them. Especially because we were in middle school, and walking forward was showing vulnerability to your peers, something in itself that needs to be eliminated from the social constructs of middle school. But there was one statement that seared into my memory and will be there for the rest of my life. Move forward if you've ever been sexually assaulted and or raped. I remember the fear I felt, unwilling to step forward, but then I looked around. Two girls that I had never talked to before stepped forward. My opinion of those girls changed on a dime. They were brave. I wanted to be brave too. So I stepped forward, and so did a few more. That was the hard truth. A group of seventh grade girls, all between the ages of 12 and 13, taking a step forward. Not one girl, not two, but a group of young women, barely considered as such, showing the colors of America's ability at protecting young girls in the 21st century. To this day, the memory makes me sick, because not only did I live in a culture that young women were being subjected to sexual assault, but because of the fear I had felt in even showing, admitting that it had happened to me. Speaking about your truth, the things that happen to you, especially when it comes to sexual assault and violence, should not be something to fear or to be ashamed of. Yet, even as an adult today, it still scares me, and while I can admit it happened to me, I don't think I could ever share my experiences I faced. One of the important features about history is that it's happening every day, being recorded through various formats, newspapers, social media, etc. As one learns about history, what's changed and what hasn't, they're in a position to understand what hasn't worked in the past and what could work in the future. We have a duty to change the future for the better. But change in a culture system with deeper roots than any weed takes a lot of people. What happened to the protests for women's rights in history? Why don't more women stand together today to change their lives and the lives of girls to come? Has the fear and shame around abuse become so thick that women will not stand to change it? Or is it that the attempts to change things, like the Me Too movement, have been so attacked and pushed down by individuals and groups of power that any glimmer of hope has ceased? These are the kinds of questions that need to be explored and answered if we want to make a better future for women in the United States.